The idea or the concept is not a concept, but Vipalasa must stress a special aspect, and we are not yet very clear about that. It has the meaning that it is a reminder. So please, would you explain more why Vipalasa and this moment is there is Vipalasa when there is Akusamadhita, especially the aspect of Vipalasa that it is so ugly?
Is also tapanna anagami. Is also tapanna anagami.
No. So it takes a long time. It takes a long time.
So what is left to be known in order to become Sakatagami and Anagami?
There must be less and less clinging to sense objects as being beautiful or happiness, and for the anagami, he has eradicated this already.
The anagami eradicate the asupa,
Asubha.
For supa, dukkha, not the dukkha. For
not
supa.
The dukkha, so that's very difficult to eradicate. The hardest, very hard.
Yeah.
Why?
Kilesa.
Yeah.
It means that satapanna cannot eradicate all kilesa, and nakami cannot kill all, only arahata eradicates all that is left.
For example, when we mentioned the other day that for the anagami, what is left is, for example, that very subtle clinging to becoming, then that's still vipalasa because it's not, because it's still a very subtle sukha at that moment, I think.
So it shows how we are tricked, how we are trapped and tricked and misled by Vipalasa.
Otherwise, akusala will not arise at all.
Exhausted that one for the moment. Okay, in the van going over to lunch today, we were talking about the subtle clinging, or maybe it's not so subtle for many people, arising after sense door experiences.
Now,
Right.
subtle?
I'm going to guess no.
So there can be the understanding of it
Yes.
after seeing
But
what
it's
kind of akusala is there.
attachment.
Can be known before mind process, which arises after bhavanga, after experiencing that which
No.
appears
It can't be known.
by panya. Otherwise, anagami cannot become an arahata.
Okay, so it can be known. And that clinging, or that attachment, is to visible object.
For whom? For Sotapanna, Sakatagami, but not for Anagami.
Okay.
Anagami does not have attachment to sensuous objects.
Okay, so for an anagami, it would be subtle clinging to
Sukha.
sukha. Okay.
No wrong view, no attachment to
Right.
sensuous objects, so what is there?
Sukha. Well, there was some question as to whether it might have been attachment to being.
Yes,
Okay.
being anagami.
Okay, so attachment to being at the anagami level. But prior to that, attachment to
Sensuous objects.
sensuous object, whichever object has been experienced.
So we could say sukha and subha at each moment of
Okay.
sensuous attachment.
Okay, thank you.
So for the anagami, there's no more taking the what is actually impure asubha for being pure subha, only taking what is very, very, when there's very subtle attachment, what is dukkha for sukha, because no more clinging to sense objects, so no more taking impure for pure. But for us, as soon as they're seeing visible object and even the slightest attachment that comes in, actually at that moment there is there are the vipalasas, there's the sanya and citta vipalasas that take it for being sukha, not dukkha, and subha, not asubha. So people have an idea, for example, if they read the Satipatthana Sutta or something, that they should go somewhere to meditate on the asubha, but actually there can be understanding of how what is asubha is taken for subha even now, if there is understanding of attachment.
Taking for sukha what is dukkha, here dukkha is, I think, in another sense as the arising and falling away, because the truth of dukkha is that realities arise and fall away and are therefore dukkha, but that is in another context, is that right?
So what kind of dukkha? If it's not the arising and falling away.
But they have realized it already by realizing the Four Noble Truths.
Yes, but what about the accumulation of attachment so great?
Even they have realized the Four Noble Truths. So that what arises
and falls. So the Panna, he knows that no wrong view about whatever appears as permanent. But the object's fine. Pleasant. Mm-hmm. Even it's not permanent.
But what falls away is not beautiful. It's not happiness.
There is clinging to sensuous objects.
Yeah.
As long as only the wrong view can be eradicated, but other kilesa cannot be eradicated yet. So no doubt for Sotapanna to understand that even pleasant feeling is not permanent, but it's there by conditions. Or the attachment to the sensuous object still there, even it's not permanent at all.
At a moment of lobha, it's more obvious that it's sukha at that moment, not dukkha, but at a moment of aversion, only aversion because of clinging to what is taken for being sukha, but must be vipalasa also because it's akusala citta, so
the Panna knows that it's conditioned.
Yes,
but not permanent.
Yes, but I'm talking about now, for example, because each moment of akusala is, there is citta and sanya vipalasa, so it's taking what is dukkha for sukha, even at a moment of aversion, not just a moment of attachment, but not so obvious.
As we talked about the four kinds of perversions, in the Vipalasa Sanya. When we talk about the Tira Sanya, on the other hand, which means the right Sanya, does it include all the four opposites? Understanding of non-self, understanding of impermanence, understanding of dukkha, and understanding of impurity. Or only mostly one kind?
Tirasanya is proximate cause for right understanding directly.
Right? But it is built, is it built up by hearing about realities, right?
Now, what about Tirasanya?
Now, it's not now.
How do you know that it's not now?
Because there's no awareness of what appears.
That's it, that's all. And whose Tirasanya is stronger?
The Arahant more than the Anagami.
The strongest is Arahant.
Yeah.
Before that, it's stronger and stronger too.
We were talking in the bus this morning about the sense door process followed by mind door process. So there's an object of this object of reality in the sense door process, followed by mind door process, which is then nimitta because it's not the actual object. Is that right? So when does it become concept? Like when does, because concept
as cannot, far as we can know, when it's not the reality.
So concepts only experienced through
mind door.
How could concepts be experienced through a sense door when it's the one object, visible object, that's experienced by all the cheetahs in an eye door process, or sound that's experienced by all the cheetahs in the ear door process? It can't, no.
And at this moment, can anyone know which doorway visible object is experienced? But there can be the development of understanding that reality, even its nimitta. Because without Paramada Dhamma, there's no nimitta.
For example, Vipassana Jnana, it is clear at that moment whether visible object appears through sense door, through the eye door or mind door process when it appears.
And it's also nimitta.
Also nimitta. Of visible object.
Anytime it appears
in mind door. Process has to be nimitta. Because
exactly the same like Paramada Dhamma itself.
So is there a stage at which it is known it is nimitta rather than
what
Dhamma?
Doesn't have nimitta?
Nibbana. Until Nibbana is experienced, then what is taken to be the reality is actually nimitta. But it's not realized as such.
I think that when it's clear that
visible object has to have fallen away at the end of the eye door process, it's clear that that reality or characteristic of reality which appears
immediately afterwards through the mind or process must be nimitta, visible object. And the same for any nama, for example, if attachment arises, it has to have fallen away before it can appear to sati and panya. So it must be the nimitta of attachment which appears. So I think it's not too difficult.
What is not too difficult?
For example, at a moment of attachment, there cannot be sati and panya arising with attachment. So actually, the attachment itself, the mind or process with attachment itself, has to have fallen away. But the characteristic of that reality can be known immediately afterwards to sati and panya. But it cannot be that actual attachment that has risen. It must be the nimitta of attachment, because the attachment has fallen away, but it is the exact characteristic. So it is attachment which appears, but in fact it's the nimitta of attachment.
Yes, but it's not difficult.
I think it's not difficult to understand in theory that attachment has fallen away and that it is the nimitta of
all
attachment
realities,
for conditions. All conditioned realities in this way.
So no need to pinpoint whether it's sensed or mind or.
There's a, it's from the Patisambhida Magga, and whoever considers all things as impermanent, anicca, he sees and understands the conditions for existence, nimitta, according to reality. So how is that? This, I don't quite understand how they're using nimitta there. He sees and understands the conditions for existence, nimitta, according to reality. That's a bit, I think.
Maybe if you use the Pali rather than the, if you say he sees and understands conditions for nimitta of reality, that might would make more sense. To me, Nina quoted from Ajahn on a Thai tape referring to Ajita's questions, and what this is something we mentioned the other day. Whatever streams there are in the world, Ajita said, the Blessed One, their restraint is mindfulness. I will tell you the constraint for streams. They are dammed by wisdom. So this is what I mentioned the other day about mindfulness guarding, but wisdom as the dam. And then you mentioned that the text explains about the nimitta of sati, and Nina, you said that it's here it's different from sankhara nimitta. There is a dharma that is nimitta of sati that conditions sati to be mindful. We may be forgetful, but breath, etc. There is a dharma that is nimitta of sati that conditions sati to be mindful, that's different from sankhara nimitta. Does it make sense?
I forgot really. I don't know what I wrote.
This was following on from the quote about Najita's questions about mindfulness as restraint, and it says that the text explains about the nimitta of sati, a dharma which is nimitta of sati, which is different from sankhara nimitta. Does it?
All sankhara nimitta.
Must be all sankhara nimitta, I think. Dave, talking about the vipalasas, when, for example, there is dosa arises, and can one say that there is at that moment citta and sanya vipalasa of taking what is dukkha for sukha at the moment of aversion? Would you explain that?
More vipalasa.
More vipalasa.
Because it's conditioned by lobha.
conditioned by lobha, that's why. So, same. Question about samasankapoa and about nekama and the abhyapada and the abhihimsa, the renunciation, non-ill will and non-cruelty, and you said at that moment when the path arises, the mundane path that doesn't move away from renunciation and so on. Do you mean at that moment or just generally speaking? You mean at that moment when it arises, at a moment of right understanding, doesn't move away from, because there is renunciation at that moment and non-harm, etc. at that moment, isn't it?
All kinds of kusala is renunciation.
Right. So at that moment of samasankapa, it is renunciation. They mention it with regard to vitaka or samasankapa rather than other path factors, which are also kusala, so renunciation.
With vitaka, can citta experience anything?
Also, different kind of faults. Sometimes you can think that way and that way. So those are different kind of faults.
For example, being in the nice environment, Dhamma friends, having Dhamma discussion, thoughts change. Thoughts are more into Dhamma or goodness, and while we are in the company of bad friends, the thinking also is different. So then the other three elements are there, and those are opposites. Not nekama and this element of anger and element of cruelty.
But I think here it's not just talking generally about, for example, thinking, like now we may be thinking wisely, but it's that just that moment of touching the reality with right understanding. So even at the moment of right understanding of reality, there's no thinking about, no thinking as we used to using the word, but it is touching that object. And at that moment, there is renunciation at that very moment.
Yeah, it's because no words needed to think, even one strike of this vitaka, but then it's specific aspect of this. Then it's non-harmful or whatever, different thoughts, but yeah.
I think the point is at each moment of kusala, at each moment of understanding.
Each mind of Akusala also. The three other elements, the opposites.
But those six elements were
explained by the Buddha in Vibhanga, and he said just six conditioned elements, not a self. The element of renunciation, of non-angriness, and of non-cruelty, and then the element of not renunciation, whatever, and anger and cruelty, those are six. So depending on whether there is kusala or akusala or understanding or not. Because we think we can think, but actually those are very fleeting moments of this vitaka, in reality what we had. So it's good to learn that this is just conditioned element, not we that think. Because all stories comes later, but each kusala or javana must have this.
Or akusala, yep. Nothing to do with conventional thinking at all.
And it's good to appreciate like a company of Dhamma friends, even without words, because we can just notice that if we are in good environment and we listen to the Dhamma, then the vitaka or whatever is different, and even when we start to think in conventional words but in about different things, we start to think about the renunciation, about non-angriness and about no cruelty, even this for like stories or thoughts are different.
Sorry, just missed that. What is your
So nekama is renunciation, and the opposite is non-renunciation.
Kama,
Kama as incensed or as incensed.
Kama as in sensus K long A M A. Kama. Kama.
We understand the opposite of renunciation then.
Is it Nama Rupa? So can it appear now? Can it appear now?
The opposite of renunciation.
Does it now appear?
No.
So how can we know? Just think about it.
Right.
Can we just know by thinking?
No.
So it sounds like theoretical knowledge.
Yeah, or theoretical question.
Academic terms.
But all the time. you have a lot of it all the time because you help with the tape, it's kusala, and that means all kinds of kusala are renunciation. So you do that all the time.
I'm asking about the opposite of renunciation.
Clinging to your own comfort, and
clinging.
Then you are lazy and don't want to help, or there are opportunities for helping, but you don't take them. That is supposed.
Sounds familiar, yes.
A kusala moment. When it's opposite.
Ajahn, so when we ask questions about academic things, like at that moment, the vitaka might be wrong, like it hits the object with lobha, so that's why you just back to the right object, what appears now.
Mm-hmm. Who knows that motivated by lobha or right understanding? See? It sounds good, sound, but can it bring to the understand of whatever appears now? For example, whisper object is appearing and seeing is there, but we think about vitaka. So it depends on that very moment whether it's kusala or attachment or lobha. To know.
And vitaka is also being accumulated from moments to moments, just like the other chittasikas.
Kusala or kusala.
I think it's helpful to reflect on the aspect of all kusala as renunciation. And because there may be all sorts of other ideas about renunciation, like we discussed this morning about, you know, place or time or something. So I think it's very helpful to be reminded that when kusala arises, there is renouncing of a kusala at that moment. It's like a reminder of the value of kusala. It's like a giving away of what is harmful.
To see the benefit of kusala